संपूर्ण वफादार भव। संपूर्ण वफादार उन्हें कहा जाता है जो हर वस्तु की पूरी पूरी संभाल करता है। जो हर वस्तु, कोई भी चीज व्यर्थ नहीं जाती है, जाने देते हैं, कोई भी चीज व्यर्थ जाने नहीं देते हैं। फिर ये भी रिकॉर्ड, जब से जन्म हुआ, कौन है या? जब से जन्म हुआ बाबा के पास है, तब से संकल्प, समय और कर्म सब ईश्वरी अर्थ, सेवा अर्थ है। संकल्प, समय, कर्म ईश्वरी सेवा अर्थ है। यदि ईश्वरी सेवा के जब के बजाय कहां भी संकल्प व समय जाता है, व्यर्थ बोल निकलते हैं या तन द्वारा व्यर्थ कार्य होता है, उनको संपूर्ण वफादार नहीं कहेंगे। बाबा कहते जब से जन्म हुआ है बाबा के पास, ये जैसे बाबा के बच्चे का संस्कार हो, समझा? ऐसे नहीं एक सेकंड व एक पैसा व्यर्थ गया तो क्या बड़ी बात है। एक सेकंड व्यर्थ गया, एक पैसा व्यर्थ गया, कहीं क्या बड़ी बात है? नहीं, संपूर्ण वफादार अर्थात सब कुछ सफल करने वाले। स्लोगन, श्रीमत को यथार्थ समझकर उस पर कदम कदम चलने में ही सफलता समाई हुई है। श्रीमत को यथा समझ कर कदम कदम पर चलने में सफलता समाई हुई है। ओम शांति। ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
राखी मनाइए, बाबा से प्रतिज्ञा करना।
राखी मीन्स टू मेक अ प्रॉमिस टू बाबा।
कल जयंती बहन ने सुनाया ना बाबा का मैसेज, सुनाना।
यस्टरडे वी हर्ड बाबाज मैसेज।
बाबा भाई बना।
Then Baba's become our brother. All of us souls, the sisters, tied their Rakhi to Baba, our brother. And this is the first time that Baba said that he is our brother. And we sisters are his sisters. We souls are his sisters. So you may tie a Rakhi. Daddy had been pushing Gulzar Daddy to bring a message, and Gulzar Daddy kept on saying, well, Baba's not calling me, Baba's not calling me. But she also had the aim to get a message, and so yesterday, Sunday, Baba gave a message. Then they heard it in Germany also. Once in Madhuban. They never used to tie the Rakhi in the early days, but once I tied the Rakhi to Baba, and Baba gave me 5 rupees, and he said, go and make some, get some molasses, the jaggery, and something like the pre-frothed rice, and you just mix that together, make some tuli and give to everyone. So out of 5 rupees, she fed everyone that tuli. So Baba, so wonderful, he offered his wrist saying, okay, I'll be your brother, you can tie the Rakhi. And everyone tied the Rakhi to Baba, and Baba's whole body was decorated with the Rakhis. And this was a message yesterday that Baba's arms was full of the Rakhis. And then Baba saying that you're walking along very well on the path of liberation and liberation in life, on the highway of that, and then you end up walking on the side streets of body consciousness. So who is it that wanders around in the side streets? Those who are not able to follow the path straight on the main roads. It's a very straightforward path. Seeing here in the Western countries, there's of course the lamps, the street posts, but also together with that there's the, I think that is talking about the cat's eyes, that you have the light on the roads, and so you can see that. You don't need to look up to get the light. So even the blind ones are able to see. Baba's given us knowledge of the incorporeal world and also the subtle region. Knowing that in the subtle region there's just the movie. It's as though we don't know how to stay in the movie. We just have the habit of constantly being in the talky world. There's no need to say so much. And then they tell Daddy, Daddy, you don't stop saying anything. You're just constantly telling us. And Daddy says, well, what can I do? I can't stay without saying anything. Baba has taught so much, and so with that friendship, I feel that the things that Baba has told me, what I have really enjoyed and it has touched my heart, then in a friendly way, I want to share that with others. So three things especially. Well, first is that we are all part of a family. Previously it was a small family, and Baba's made it into a huge family. Previously no one used to consider me to belong to them, but now let me perform such good actions, such righteous actions, that everyone in the family says, yes, this is a good brother in the family, a good sister in the family. We are all part of one family. We are students in one family. We are all studying in the same university. James sitting at the back, he should be sitting at the front, right in front, but doesn't listen to me. Jim from the Tennyson Road days, they are so strong. The ones who had the study in those days, Maureen also had started studying in Tennyson Road. Souls imbibing the knowledge that Baba has given, saying that Baba is mine and I belong to Baba. It's not a small thing to belong to Baba in this way. So we shared the knowledge, buzzing the knowledge with so much love, telling people that this is the old world, it's the Laukik world, but now we belong to Baba. And realizing that we're students, and with the study you're able to value your student life. And also you're not able to enjoy that state of purity without a student life. Even though someone keeps on saying that, yes, I keep on remembering Baba, 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 but until you become pure, until you study, you can't pure. So the study gives you the power of purity. It's the study that enables you to have that pull for yoga and also towards the one who's teaching you. It is a family and it's a student life. And what are we seeing in the student life? I, the soul, am alone. I'm going home. There's no need to go home. There's no need to come into sound, but just doing service peacefully with an attitude of being beyond. Vision, attitude, thoughts, and awareness. This was the four things Baba was talking about yesterday in the blessing. What awareness to have in my thoughts? We are all pilgrims on the same pilgrimage. There's a lot of respect that we have for one another. We're going to Paramdham. Today Baba said perform the drill. You have to become strong by performing this drill. In school also, you remember the drill master. To go on the pilgrimage, you need to be very strong. We're traveling alone. As a group, yet we're all alone. If you're caught up with someone, then you'll be caught in a spin. Then you might end up falling. Then you can't say you're on a pilgrimage. The slightest clash in your intellect, then you fall down. Even a spin in the intellect and you fall down and you become dizzy. Baba said, be soul conscious. May you be soul conscious. And so just constantly being aware of the self as a soul and remember the Father. And Baba says, Bhava. That's like a blessing that Baba's giving. So may you always be this. Child, may you be soul conscious. God is saying this, not anyone else. When one's eyes become closed, sitting here with closed eyes, it's as though they're not remembering that God is speaking to me. God is giving me this blessing. May you be, may you be. Baba said, be so conscious. May you be so conscious. All three, Father, Teacher and Sadhguru together said this, giving me a blessing. As children, you can be careless. Teacher draws your attention, but the Sadhguru gives you the blessing. May you be. So let there be so much attention. Who is it that belongs to me? He says, I'm your companion, but play your part as a detached observer. I am your companion, but do you have the experience of being of my company? Then you have to be a detached observer. Baba says, I explained everything to you, and then he says, but you can't blame anyone, it's no one's fault. He doesn't stop explaining to us. He himself becomes a detached observer and at the same time gives us his company. If we were to experience his company and begin to learn to dance and sing and enjoy ourselves, that would be great. But instead, people just feel so heavy inside themselves because they've still got their own dictates, the nature of becoming upset, the nature of their own ego and arrogance. So this doesn't allow you to experience God's company. Okay, it's not bad habits, but it's still habits, the things that are still filled with that ego and arrogance, thinking that I am right. No one understands me, and really what I'm saying is right. So this kind of ego and arrogance. Doesn't allow you to consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. It's as though God's words don't work. You're not able to be in that state, considering yourself to be a soul. It's like there's some kind of stone, tiny stones, like the pebbles, and some are big stones. If someone was to hit a big stone, hit you with a big stone, then you might start bleeding. It might hit your head, your face, wherever, but it hits you hard and starts bleeding. And for some people, yes, when this throne is a stone is thrown at them, then it's visible that someone's thrown a stone at them. But sometimes someone throws a stone at you, but it doesn't hit you, it doesn't hurt you, because Baba's your protector and you were protected by Baba then. Someone does throw a stone, doesn't matter, it's not their fault. But Baba protected me in such a way that nothing happened to me. Then Baba says, child, anything happened? No, Baba, nothing happened. Because by following Baba's teachings, it's like he is our teacher and our protector. Now also very few people believe me when I say this, but I'm speaking from experience that my teacher, the one who's teaching me, is also my protector. But the moment you become disobedient to the teachings, means the protector cannot do anything. He can't protect me. Someone shared their experience, saying that Dadi said, I don't even carry an umbrella, I never carry. Dadi doesn't like carrying an umbrella. In her whole life, she's never taken an umbrella in her hands. I don't even know how to use one. I carry it with me all day long, and when it rains, I open it and then protect myself in that way. I don't like any of that. From childhood, I've never used an umbrella. Others will come with an umbrella, but I don't want to carry one. I might just start walking, but others will come. And so in the same way, Baba also holds the umbrella above me and he protects me. It's not my duty to carry one. Baba can hold it for me. Why should I carry one? I just have to be manmana above. So I don't know whether it's... In fact, I don't even remember ever carrying an umbrella in my whole life. But out of love, everyone comes behind me. Even now, Hansa has always got an umbrella, saying, "Wait, Daddy, I'm bringing the umbrella, wait." And she doesn't want Daddy to get wet, so others are there to protect Daddy in that way. Yeah. Others are concerned for me in this way. But at least remember Baba's teachings. And this will definitely protect you in some way or another. Destruction is going to take place. We will be protected. We are Baba's kittens, Baba's children, and so Baba will look after us. No one will be set on fire. No one's going to die in the earthquakes. Nothing's going to happen. But who will not die in this way? When you are actually following the teachings, those who have destroyed their sins through remembrance and obeyed Baba's directions, not allowed a second, a moment, a penny of the yagya to go to waste, and has used everything in a worthwhile way, even time. They've used it in a worthwhile way. Main thing is, those who have used time in a worthwhile way, God surrenders Himself to them. But if one wastes their time and thoughts, then God cannot surrender Himself to them. Then he also says, well, it's the drama, and becomes quiet. There are many practical experiences of many people. Okay, you don't have the experience, but you can see the experiences of others, and from that you can have your own experience. Take the benefit of other people's experience, but even that people disregard and don't have value for it. They don't want to listen. But you also signal others to come under the umbrella. You don't carry it, but you... The umbrella with the eight strokes, eight spokes, so the eight powers tied together with the one. You also don't need to carry an umbrella. Baba is behind you with the eight powers. But when you are weak, it's like you're not using the eight powers in Baba. Power to tolerate, power to merge, power to discern. At least you should have a little bit of that. This is a stone, this is a diamond, so you should be able to discriminate in that way. Should have that much wisdom. There's a song about this. And one should have this much wisdom that I am a hero actor, my life is as valuable as a diamond, my thoughts are as valuable as a diamond. It's not just useful for me, but for everyone else also. In my thoughts, in my actions, in everything, Baba says, be my faithful children. But why should I be unfaithful in my thoughts, thinking, well, who's seeing? It doesn't matter, whatever thoughts you have. In this way, you're depriving yourself of receiving the title of being unfaithful child. I love being obedient, that whatever Baba says, then I just be obedient, receive that title of being the obedient child. And I just say to Baba, Baba, it will happen. You're sitting here, and so I'm sure it will happen. It's like Baba's there to guide you. to disobey the instructions that Baba gives and not to accept it with your heart, and you start giving your own thoughts and you continue to do just that, whatever are your thoughts in your mind, and not be obedient to Baba's directions, then you're not able to remain happy. You're not able to remain happy internally. Baba's instructions is, child, be manmanabho, remain quiet and peaceful. You just do what you have to do. Don't blame anyone else. Don't talk about anyone else. You just be concerned about what you have to do. Sometimes just see this, and I feel that even for a short time, just perform this act of charity, and even for a short time, just be obedient. This is the auspicious month of charity, the month of Rakhi. It's the righteous month of righteousness and donations and charity. And so if you understand the importance of this month, you would benefit a lot. Some people think, well, it's just the same anyway. But some people really have brought about a lot of transformation. What transformation? That there shouldn't be anything in my sanskaras that I'm not able to obey Baba's directions and be faithful in that way. Doesn't matter what others are doing, but I want to be Baba's obedient and faithful child. I place my hand on my heart and I say that this is what I want to do. So this is how I want to live. This is how I want to die. This is my life. Being obedient and faithful to Baba. God has given me life so that I can give life to others, so that others can experience what real life is through my life. So this is what means to be a Brahmin, a server. In the golden age, you won't be doing this type of service. Yes, you'll be receiving the fruit of service, but the power that you receive in the service at this time, you should have value for that. This morning after Amrit Vela, Dadi was saying that God gives such power of the service that you do, that is also mentioned in the Gita, that not only do you become a conqueror of Maya, you also become a conqueror of sleep. If your sleep is disturbing you, it means that Maya is disturbing you in remembering Baba and taking power from Baba. That will work in its way. Maya will work in its way. And so, okay, let alone being a conqueror of sleep, at least be in control of when you have to be awake and when you have to sleep. At the time of staying awake, you're not able to stay awake. What does that mean? As some kind of obstacle inside. Then you're not able to sit in Baba's heart throne. One, you perform actions for your own self. Whatever you do, if you have arrogance about it, if you have ego, then Baba will not give you any fruit. Baba will see that you've done it just to show others, and so Baba will say, well, you didn't do it for me, so Baba's not bound to give you any fruit of it. But you do something for Baba, knowing that it's the confluence age, it's your great fortune. You renounce everything else and continue to create your fortune. Baba's teaching you and you perform just those actions. You don't do anything by seeing others. Then it's like you're sowing those seeds in the field of action. And then when you're doing something, others feel inspired to do something also, and they feel, yes, this is something worth doing, and they become cooperative. Then you don't feel that it's a big task. But when others become cooperative, their account of charity is increased. So first let me do that which Baba's inspiring me to do, and then seeing me, everyone else also begins to do that same thing. And so this is how heaven will be established. It's a guarantee that this is how heaven will come. Like Baba said, you're holding the... Baba gave that as a gift, the globe of heaven. So make that world into heaven. So to create heaven, you don't want just peace, you also need to have power so that you're able to create a powerful atmosphere. The slightest impure atmosphere, then you should be able to totally transform it and make it completely pure. So it should have such powerful remembrance. From pure to make it peaceful, from peaceful to make it powerful and elevated. It's as though Baba has kept all of us in their fortress. It's the wonder of Baba. So let the vibrations from here go out from here. Let even these walls pull those vibrations like a magnet. Let them draw them into it so that others feel this pull to come here. And once they come inside, they don't want to go away. At the retreat in Germany, one brother had done some kind of leaflets. He had, they have in the villages small bungalows, and so one brother went and distributed the leaflets of Vedali Chanki's picture on that, saying we're having a retreat here. Of course, the public program had taken place, but this was in the village, then he was sharing that we're having a retreat here and Dadi has come here, so inviting people. First they were told 5 people will come, but 15 people came and they sat for about an hour and a half and they were so happy. They had very good yoga, they heard the knowledge. They also sat and had lunch with all of us. Just one person had a thought that Dadi has come and so let's invite the neighbors, and so this is what he did. Some people don't even know how to do service and they're just constantly dozing off. Some people just find many methods to do service. Some people think a lot and do very little. So now please, there's no need to think. Whatever you want to do, do it as you're walking around, moving around. Just get up and start doing something, but let your face at least be in a good condition, reflecting that happiness. As soon as you step outside, you meet someone and you share that happiness with them. At least do this much. Om Shanti. Who's going to become part of the 8? Become part of the 108. So at least be victorious over your own weaknesses, to sit in Baba's eyes and then to reveal to Baba. It's not a big thing to come in the rosary of victory. Instead of being defeated, you become victorious, and that's what you want. So which type of children does Baba want? Are you listening? Jayanti, which type of children does Baba want? The ones who are going to be a part of the Rosary of Victory? It's not a big thing. Stay and have yoga.
Good morning, Om Shanti. I'll speak in English. I know Sister Jayanti announced this. Okay, Hindi mein bolo? Hindi mein bolo? Okay, there'll be translation for you. Jayanti Ben kal subah bataya tha aap sabko. Humko bhi actually information jo mili hai, wo last weekend ko hi mili hai. Ek behen hai, kumari hai, aur unka group aaya hai India se, Bharat se. और डांसर्स हैं वो सब, और विशेष करके ये जो लड़की है आपने देखा होगा 200 घड़े अपने सिर पर रख के वो डांस करती है, शायद जी टीवी में लास्ट वीक भी आया था, कोई बता रहे थे, तो गिनीज बुक ऑफ रिकॉर्ड में उसका नाम भी है. तो वैसे हमारे संपर्क में है बाबा के सेंटरों में, और बहुत सारी सेवाएं अलग अलग सेंटर पर उन्होंने किया है भारत में। तो उनका बहुत दिल था कि यहाँ आकर के परफॉर्म करें। हमारे पास कोई भी शाम नहीं है राखी का वीक होने के कारण, इसलिए कल सुबह को यहाँ क्लास के बाद परफॉर्मेंस होगा। तो प्लीज आप जरूर आएंगे और बैठेंगे, अपना टाइम जरूर देंगे, और फिर उसके बाद जो है आप दादी से सुनेंगे। पर कल सुबह को यहाँ पर क्लास के बाद, दादी की मुरली के बाद यहाँ पर हाँ मुरली के बाद यहाँ पर डांस रहेगा। ओम शांति। प्लीज कोई भी मिस नहीं करे, और एक दो को आप बता देंगे जो आना चाहे आ सकते हैं। ओम शांति।
प्रभु प्रेम के दो आंसू नैनों में भर के आए, मिला दिल को एक सहारा, आंखें मोती छलकाए। प्रभु प्रेम के दो आंसू नैनों में भर के आए, मिला दिल को एक सहारा, आंखें मोती छलकाए। प्रभु प्रेम के दो आंसू नैनों में भर के आए, मिला दिल को एक सहारा, आंखें मोती छलकाए, आंखें मोती छलकाए। प्रभु प्रेम के दो आंसू तृप्त हुई जो आत्मा कुछ कह न पा रही है, गहरे प्यार के सागर में डूबी जा रही है। ओ तृप्त हुई जो आत्मा कुछ कह न पा रही है, गहरे प्यार के सागर में डूबी जा रही है, डूबी जा रही है। रत्नों की थालियाँ भर भर के बरसाए, मिला दिल को एक सहारा, आंखें मोती छलकाए। प्रभु प्रेम के दो आंसू नैनों में भर के आए, मिला दिल को एक सहारा, आंखें मोती छलकाए, आंखें मोती छलकाए। प्रभु प्रेम के दो आंसू।